The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Monday, March 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Monday of the fifth week of Lent. In the Missal, this is Liturgical Year B, Cycle 1. Monday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is St. Nicholas Owen, born in 1550 in Oxford, England. He became a carpenter and served the Jesuits in England for two decades by constructing hiding places for them in mansions throughout the country. He became a Jesuit lay brother in 1580, and he was arrested in 1594 with Father John Gerard. Despite prolonged torture, he would not give the names of any of his Catholic colleagues. He was released on the payment of a ransom by a wealthy Catholic. Nicholas is believed responsible for Father Gerard's dramatic escape from the Tower of London. That was in 1597. Nicholas was again arrested in 1606. He was subjected to such vicious torture that he died of it March 2nd, 1606. St. Nicholas Owen, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Into thy hands, O God, we commend ourselves this day and all those who are dear to us. Let the gift of thy wonderful presence be with us even to the end of the day. Grant that we never lose sight of thee all the day long, but rather praise and beseech thee that our thanks may come to thee again at its close. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that we may experience the sacrament of reconciliation with renewed depth to take in the infinite mercy of God. Now today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo Di Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
The meaning of life. If there were not already sense and meaning in the world, then we too would be unable to make any. We can indeed carry out actions that have meaning and significance within a particular purpose and framework, but these cannot of themselves give meaning to life as a whole. Either it has sense or it doesn't. Meaning is not something we can simply manufacture. What we manufacture in that way may be able to grant us a momentary satisfaction, but it will not serve to justify the whole of our existence or to give meaning to it. In all times and all places, men have, of course, asked about meaning and will continue to do so. And in doing so, they will always find fragments of an answer. Of these fragmentary answers, only those elements are valid that men have discovered, not those they have invented. Only what they have found within a man as a creature. And what will be of use to them in trying to understand themselves and to live a meaningful life? What the Church says, that meaning is not created by us but is given by God, should be understood in this fashion. Meaning is something that carries us, that goes ahead of us and beyond all our ideas and discoveries, and only in this way has it the strength to sustain our lives.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. 8 minutes past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Monday of the fifth week of Lent, March 22nd, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. Lent is a journey that involves our whole life, our entire being. It is a time to reconsider the path we are taking, to find the route that leads us home, and to rediscover our profound relationship with God, on whom everything depends. We begin this day of prayer joining with the whole church led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
Lord, do not reprove me in your anger. Punish me not in your rage. Have mercy on me, Lord. I have no strength. Lord, heal me. My body is racked. My soul is racked with pain. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, Lord, rescue my soul. Save me in your merciful love. For in death no one remembers you. From the grave, who can give you praise? I am exhausted with my groaning. Every night I drench my pillow with tears. I bedew my bed with weeping. My eye wastes away with grief. I have grown old, surrounded by my foes. Leave me, all of you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord will accept my prayer. All my foes will retire in confusion, foiled, and suddenly confounded.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, you love mercy and tenderness. You give life and overcome death. Look upon the many wounds of your church. Restore it to health by your risen Son, so that it may sing a new song in your praise.
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
God is here to help them.
I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will recount all your wonders. I will rejoice in you and be glad, and sing psalms to your name, O Most High. See how my enemies turn back, how they stumble and perish before you. You upheld the justice of my cause. You sat enthroned, judging with justice. You have checked the nations, destroyed the wicked, and have wiped out their name forever and ever. The foe is destroyed, eternally ruined. You uprooted their cities. Their memory has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has set up his throne for judgment. He will judge the world with justice. He will judge the peoples with his truth. For the oppressed, let the Lord be a stronghold in times of distress. Those who know your name will trust you. You will never forsake those who seek you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
Sing psalms to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Proclaim his mighty works among the peoples. For the avenger of blood has remembered them, has not forgotten the cry of the poor. Have pity on me, Lord, see my sufferings. You who save me from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Zion and rejoice in your saving help. The nations have fallen into the pit which they made, their feet caught in the snare they laid. The Lord has revealed himself and given judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. Let the wicked go down among the dead, all the nations forgetful of God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the hopes of the poor be in vain. Arise, Lord, let men not prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Lord, strike them with terror. Let the nations know that they are but men.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, when you judge, do not be deaf to the shouts of the poor. Bring havoc to the madness of oppressors. Look at our wounds and save us from the gates of death, so that we may always rejoice in your help and speak your praise in the gates of Zion.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
Turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel.
The kingdom of God is at hand.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. God did not make the world to come, the world of which we speak, subject to angels. Somewhere this is testified to in the passage that says, "What is man that you should be mindful of him, or the son of man that you should care for him? You made him for a little while lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor and put all things under his feet." In subjecting all things to Christ, God left nothing unsubjected. At present, we do not see all things thus subject, but we do see Jesus crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death. Jesus, who was made for a little while lower than the angels, that through God's gracious will he might taste death for the sake of all men. Indeed, it was fitting that when bringing many sons to glory, God, for whom and through whom all things exist, should make their leader in the work of salvation perfect through suffering. He who consecrates and those who are consecrated have one and the same Father. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, "I will announce your name to my brothers. I will sing your praise in the midst of the assembly. And I will put my trust in him." And again, "Here I am, and the children God has given me." Now, since the children are men of blood and flesh, Jesus likewise had a full share in ours, that by his death he might rob the devil, the prince of death, of his power, and free those who through fear of death had been slaves their whole life long. Surely he did not come to help angels, but rather the children of Abraham. Therefore he had to become like his brothers in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God on their behalf to expiate the sins of the people. Since he was himself tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are tempted. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ, who sanctifies men, and the men who are sanctified, are of the same stock. He had to become like his brothers in every respect,
in order to be their compassionate and faithful high priest.
God was seen on earth. He lived among men.
In order to become their compassionate and faithful high priest.
A reading from the Commentary on the Psalms by St. John Fisher, Bishop and Martyr. Our high priest is Christ Jesus. Our sacrifice is his precious body, which he immolated on the altar of the cross for the salvation of all men. The blood that was poured out for our redemption was not that of goats or calves, as in the old law, but that of the most innocent lamb, Christ Jesus, our Savior. The temple in which our high priest offered sacrifice was not one made by hands, but built by the power of God alone, for he shed his blood in the sight of the world, a temple fashioned by the hand of God alone. This temple, however, has two parts. The first is the earth, which we now inhabit. The second is as yet unknown to us mortals. Christ first offered sacrifice here on earth when he underwent his most bitter death. Then, clothed in the new garment of immortality, With his own blood he entered into the Holy of Holies, that is, into heaven. There he also displayed before the throne of the Heavenly Father that blood of immeasurable price, which he had poured out 7 times on behalf of all men subject to sin. This sacrifice is so pleasing and acceptable to God that as soon as he has seen it, he must immediately have pity on us and extend clemency to all who are truly repentant. Moreover, it is eternal. It is offered not only each year, as with the Jews, but also each day for our consolation, and indeed at every hour and moment as well, so that we may have the strongest reason for comfort. That is why the apostle adds, he has secured an eternal redemption. All who have embarked on true contrition and penance for the sins they have committed, and are firmly resolved not to commit sins again for the future, but to persevere constantly in that pursuit of virtues which they have now begun, all these become sharers in this holy and eternal sacrifice. St. John sets this before us in these words, "My little children, I am writing this to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the Righteous One. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for those of the whole world. If, when we were his enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son,
now that we are his friends, we can be even more sure that we shall be saved by the life of his Son.
When we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Now that we are his friends, we can be even more sure that we shall be saved by the life of his Son.
Let us pray. O God, by whose wondrous grace we are enriched with every blessing, grant us so to pass from former ways to newness of life, that we may be made ready for the glory of the heavenly kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
26 past the hour, today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Amen, we do believe. Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection, and life everlasting. Amen, 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 amen,
we do believe.
Amen, amen, amen,
if I may quote the rite of baptism, this is our faith. We are proud to profess it. That is Tom Booth at 26 minutes before the hour on Monday, March 22nd, 2021, Monday of the fifth week of Lent. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, it's the woman found in sin. It's from the eighth chapter of the Gospel of John.
Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him,
"Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such. What do you say about her?"
This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. And as they continued to ask him, he stood up.
"Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her."
And once more he bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the eldest. And Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus looked up.
"Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?"
"No one, Lord."
"Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app. What a beautiful scene. It's a precursor to a sacrament to which we should all avail ourselves more frequently, containing some of the most beautiful words that you've ever heard. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, Lord." "Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again." They placed her in the midst, says the Gospel. They have humiliated her and shamed her in the extreme without the slightest concern for her. They remind our Lord that the law imposed the severe penalty of death by stoning for this sin. "What do you say?" they ask him, disguising their ulterior motives so that they might have some charge to bring against him. But Jesus surprises them all. He does not say anything. He bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. The woman is terrified by them all. The scribes and Pharisees go on asking questions. Then Jesus stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. They all went away one by one, beginning with the eldest. Not one of them had a clear conscience, and they were trying to set a trap for our Lord. All of them went away, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus looked up at her and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" Jesus' words are full of gentleness and clemency, a manifestation of God's infinite mercy and forgiveness. She answered straight away, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and do not sin again." We can imagine the enormous joy of that woman, her desire to begin again, her deep love for Christ. Such a deep change has taken place in that woman's soul, stained by sin and suffused with her public shame, that we can only partly see the alteration in her with the light of faith. The words of the prophet Isaiah are fulfilled. "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise." Every day in every corner of the world, Jesus, through his ministers, the priests, continues to say, "I absolve you from your sins. Go," says our Lord, "and do not sin again." It is Christ himself who forgives. The sacramental formula, "I absolve you," and the imposition of the hand and the sign of the cross made over the penitent show that at this moment the contrite and converted sinner comes into contact with the power and mercy of God. It is the moment at which, in response to the penitent, the Trinity becomes present in order to blot out sin and restore innocence. And the saving power of the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus is also imparted to the penitent. God is always the one who is principally offended by sin, and God alone can forgive. The words pronounced by the priest are not just a prayer of supplication to ask God to forgive our sins, or a mere certification that God has deigned to grant us his pardon. But at that moment, every sin is forgiven and blotted out by the mysterious intervention of the Savior. Few words have ever produced more joy in the world than the words of absolution, "I absolve you from your sins." St. Augustine affirms that the wonder they work is greater than the very creation of the world. How glad are we to receive these words when we go to the sacrament of forgiveness? How grateful are we? How often have we thanked God for this sacrament close at hand? In our prayer today, we can show our Lord our gratitude for this great gift. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 19 before the hour, morning prayer next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. On Monday of the fifth week of Lent, March 22nd, 2021, I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Let's pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Thank you.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer.
To my words give ear, O Lord. Give heed to my groaning. Attend to the sound of my cries, my King and my God.
It is you whom I invoke, O Lord. In the morning you hear me. In the morning I offer you my prayer, watching and waiting.
You are no God who loves evil. No sinner is your guest. The boastful shall not stand their ground before your face.
You hate all who do evil. You destroy all who lie. The deceitful and bloodthirsty man the Lord detests.
But I, through the greatness of your love, have access to your house. I bow down before your holy temple, filled with awe.
Lead me, Lord, in your justice. Because of those who lie in wait, make clear your way before me.
No truth can be found in their mouths. Their heart is all mischief, their throat a wide open grave, all honey their speech.
All those you protect shall be glad and ring out their joy. You shelter them. In you they rejoice, those who love your name.
It is you who bless the just man, Lord. You surround him with favor, as with a shield.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, all justice and all goodness comes from you. You hate evil and abhor lies. Lead us, your servants, in the path of your justice, so that all who hope in you may rejoice with the church and in Christ.
I lift up my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer.
We praise your glorious name, O Lord, our God.
We praise your glorious name, O Lord, our God.
Blessed may you be, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity.
Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory.
For all in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. You are exalted as head over all.
Riches and honor are from you, and you have dominion over all. In your hands are power and might. It is yours to give grandeur and strength to all.
Therefore, our God, we give you thanks, and we praise the majesty of your name.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
We praise your glorious name, O Lord, our God.
Adore the Lord in his holy court.
Adore the Lord in his holy court.
O give the Lord, you sons of God, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Adore the Lord in his holy court.
The Lord's voice resounding on the waters, the Lord on the immensity of waters. The voice of the Lord full of power, the voice of the Lord full of splendor.
The Lord's voice shattering the cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ox.
The Lord's voice flashes flames of fire.
The Lord's voice shaking the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord's voice rending the oak tree and stripping the forest bare.
The God of glory thunders. In his temple they all cry, "Glory!" The Lord sat enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits as king forever.
The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You live forever, Lord and King. All things of the earth justly sing your glory and honor. Strengthen your people against evil, that we may rejoice in your peace and trust in your eternal promise.
Adore the Lord in his holy court.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Yet I, like a trusting lamb led to slaughter, had not realized that they were hatching plots against me. Let us destroy the tree in its vigor. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will be spoken no more. But you, O Lord of hosts, O just judge, searcher of mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare. From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
Whoever follows me does not walk in the dark. He will have the light of life.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Whoever follows me does not walk in the dark. He will have the light of life.
Let us pray. Praise to Jesus, our Savior. By his death, he has opened for us the way of salvation. Let us ask him,
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
God of mercy, you gave us new light through baptism.
Make us grow day by day in your likeness.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
May your generosity today bring joy to those in need.
In helping them, may we find you.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
Help us to do what is good, right, and true in your sight.
And to seek you always with undivided hearts.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
Forgive our sins against the unity of your family.
Make us one in heart and spirit.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
We pause in silence to remember our own petitions. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways.
Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, by whose wondrous grace we are enriched with every blessing, grant us so to pass from former ways to newness of life, that we may be made ready for the glory of the heavenly kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
It's a new week, and the journey continues. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. Central or on the app. Go out now, make this a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.